about these pants I got on? You think they're okay? Oh!
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along, you get thirsty, you spot a little brook, you put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water. Bam! A fucking bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a fuck what kind of pants a son of a bitch who shot you was wearing?
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
One of the most famous things I can remember was the Montreal Screwjob.
I'm a big fan of Bret the Hitman Hart and Shawn Michaels, and I can't believe what went down during the Montreal Screwjob.
This match was a long journey in itself, took 18 months.
That's what the fans.
To get it done. And the smart money is that you will never, ever see it again.
The story that unfolded, the rivalry between Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, as a fan watching this, I had no idea what was going on as it was happening.
Look at this!
Oh, you're kidding me.
Michaels? Are you
going to try to beat Bret Hart with a sharpshooter?
Yes, he is!
Watching it go down, as a fan, it kind of blended the lines of reality and who was the winner, and everyone was confused.
Are you kidding me?
And I remember watching this personally saying, I don't think I saw him taps.
I was as shocked as Bret the Hitman Hart was, but I was not quite as upset.
Then as things unfolded and history was made, we find out he didn't taps.
What happened? Bret Hart gave up with a sharpshooter.
You saw Bret Hart go to town. He destroyed the set. He was spitting in the air. He was writing WCW, and you knew something big was going on.
Wow, you talk about controversy. This crowd is livid.
I would have done whatever I had to do, so I can't go on either side of that. I take care of myself, and that's all there is to it.
The Montreal Screwjob really made me hate Vince McMahon, because I loved Bret Hart. And just the idea that Bret got screwed and that Vince was the one who did it, and it just made me think, oh, gosh, what, this guy's such a... I would never want to work for this guy.
Michaels with a sharpshooter has become champion, and Bret Hart is standing in disbelief.
I never thought I'd see Bret Hart in another WWE ring ever again.
Ladies and gentlemen, good night from Montreal.
Still remember, it's a tear for So stupid.
Call them off!
Very well. I have no need of them. Robert.
Yes, Master.
Your time has come.
Oh, wonderful, Master. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Don't mention it. Benson. I'm a reasonable man.
Plenty of sunshine through today with seasonal temperatures. We should reach our normal.
you chicken-eating motherfucker! Come on! Come on, be like a man!
Girlfriend, motherfucker.
Hey! Come back!
Try and take a, can you take a breath? Let me help you. Tommy.
Dedicated song out to my main homie, Mike D.
Alright,
okay.
Ready?
Yo.
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Just get on the mic.
Get on the mic, Mike. Let's be real and go clap the issue. The rise of open MC you must listen to. People say that they be missing me and missing you. Get on the mic and let's show them
well,
how we used to.
You say fuck that, yo homes, fuck this. I'm the king at wearing me your dick butt kiss.
One half science
and another half soul.
Nickname
between the cars, pissing, smoking, head for the last cough, the wrestling light blackout.
Police patrol my home,
yo,
boy.
Put that crack out. You know you light up
when the lights go down.
And then you breathe the New York Post,
Folk Street,
downtown. Same faces every day, but you don't know their name. 40 people going places on a D train.
I'm
black.
Explain to musician. Them know it, but them can't do it.
Fuck it, baby. Lay it on me now. That's so hard, man.
Yo, I got Chinese.
I have Chinese
too.
Smoking much food.
I ain't smoking much.
Lay it on
all
me
updated
now.
On a hip hop lingo. My
That's
baby
so hard,
nail did
man.
Was all the wing.
Met a girl at a party and I gave him a call.
Man, you know that it's in the point.
Here's another one for y'all to peep. It's called M-I-K-E on the M-I-C.
See?
I met this girl last night with a peculiar cackle. I laid the bait and she took the tackle. Asked her what's for drink after Red Lobster's. Now the room is getting around like the blades of a helicopter. Never met the girl that was too finicky. If the breath has a weight in the going to finish me. You might notice you never been to see. If I ain't finished, I'd be called finicky. I said light, that said fur.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
A special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration. Clean minded, China ball, and Marie thing make them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
Stay
tells
up
him,
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. You're hey. Gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got
Stay
to
up
do.
There.
Rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby.
see and know that you really care. Cause any obstacle come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never shed tear. Cause you have to set things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. When the pops disappear, in a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know. So you're not stop, no time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. So rock-a-bye, baby. Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up
him
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. Jay. You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to.
Then I try. Hey, Rocky, how about a bottle, huh?
No wine.
Come on, just a little. Make it hot, money.
No wine. Hey, Rory, did your brother know you're hanging out so late?
Hey, you guys, what?
Hey, and these guys teach you to talk like that?
Stop, man.
Hey, don't you never say that. Come here.
You stink up today,
bro. Hey. You know, when I was your age, there was only one girl in the whole neighborhood that talked like that. You know what I mean? That was it, just one. What are you doing? Well, I'll make your teeth yellow. Don't do that.
I like yellow teeth.
I'll make your breath like garbage.
Maybe I like garbage.
Come on, nobody likes garbage. Anyway, this girl with the dirty mouth, she wasn't bad looking, but you see, none of the guys ever took her serious, you see? They never took her out for any serious date.
Why?
Because that's the way guys are. They laugh when you talk dirty, they think you're cute. But after a while, you get a reputation, and that's it. You get no respect, you understand? You get no respect. I gotta use a bad word. Whore, you understand? Whore. See, you use dirty words and maybe you end up becoming a whore, you understand? Hey, that don't matter to you, 12. It don't matter. You don't really have to be one. You just act like one, and that's it. Boom. Hey, you get a bad rep, you understand? 20 years from now, people are gonna say, hey, you remember Marie? No, who's she? She's a little whore that hung down the Atomic Hoagie Shop. Oh, yeah, now I remember her. You see, they don't remember you, they remember the rep. You understand? Hey, you got a boyfriend? No, you ain't got a boyfriend. You know why? Why don't you think you have a boyfriend? Because you're hanging out with them coconuts in the corner, you understand? You hang out with them coconuts, you get nowhere. They're lemons, lemons. You hang out with nice people, you get nice friends, you understand? You hang out with smart people, get smart friends. You hang out with yo-yo people, get yo-yo friends. You see, simple math. I hope you ain't gonna.
I won't.
What was I gonna say?
You hope I don't keep acting like a whore, I'll turn into one, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Night, Rocky.
Night, Marie. Take care, you know?
Hey, Rocky.
Yo.
Screw you, creepo.
Yeah, who are you to give advice, creepo? Who are you?
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. Sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way.
Uh-uh.
No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an echo, yo, 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 yo. I'm an echo, yo, yo, yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an echo, yo.
Singing this song, ranting and raving and caring.
be there right when they tell me I'm wrong.
Myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bombs, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal? I'm an asshole. Asshole.